Hello, I'm David Harper with the BBC News. President Trump has said his administration is removing the National Guard from Chicago, Los Angeles and Portland. State leaders had originally opposed the move, saying it was an authoritarian overreach and launched a string of legal challenges. This report from Sanjay Dasgupta.
In a social media post, President Trump said he had decided to remove the National Guard from the three cities, despite the fact, he said, that crime had been greatly reduced by the presence of the federal forces. He'd sent troops into the three cities run by Democrats for what he said was a crackdown on illegal immigration and crime. Mr. Trump warned that the federal forces would come back if crime rates went up again. The move comes just days after the U.S. Supreme Court blocked the deployment of federal forces in the Chicago area by a 6-3 judgment.
Millions of Americans could see the cost of their insurance premiums double when healthcare subsidies for some of the poorest U.S. citizens expire at midnight. President Trump has described the Affordable Care Act, introduced by President Obama, as a scam and a disaster. Sean Dilley is in Washington.
President Trump says he wants to improve the subsidies by making direct payments to taxpayers and not to insurance companies, as was the case until last night. Mr. Trump has said he wants to work with Democrats to find a way forward, and a vote on extending subsidies is expected early in 2026. Around 24 million Americans were enrolled in the Affordable Care Act scheme. 22 million of those were receiving enhanced subsidies to lower the cost of their monthly premiums. The expiry of the subsidies means insurance payments will, at least for now, double. Some will face even higher premiums.
The U.S. Treasury Department says it is imposing sanctions on four companies it said were operating in Venezuela's oil sector, specifically targeting four vessels. A Treasury statement said the firms and vessels targeted were evading sanctions for the Venezuelan government. Reports in the U.S. media suggest that Venezuela's state-owned petroleum company is beginning to shut down some oil wells to reduce production. President Volodymyr Zelensky has said Ukraine is not prepared to sign a weak peace agreement with Russia that would only prolong the war. In a New Year's address, Mr. Zelensky said Ukraine wanted the war to end, but not at any cost. He estimated that 90% of a peace deal had been agreed, but President Putin took a very different tone in his New Year's address.
You've taken on the responsibility of fighting for your homeland, for truth and justice. Millions of people across Russia, I assure you, are with you on this New Year's Eve. They're thinking of you, empathizing with you, hoping for you. We're united in our sincere, selfless and devoted love for Russia. I congratulate all our soldiers and commanders on the coming New Year. We believe in you and in our victory.
This is the latest world news from the BBC. Bulgaria has become the 21st country to join the Eurozone, nearly 20 years after it joined the European Union. It is giving up the lev, its currency, for more than 140 years. Public opinion is split. Those in favour believe it will boost the economy and reinforce ties to the West. Opponents fear inflation, speculation and the loss of national sovereignty. The US military says it has conducted a series of strikes in the past 2 days against suspected drug trafficking boats in international waters, killing at least 8 people. The Coast Guard says it has been conducting searches for survivors, but it is unclear if anyone has been rescued. Warren Bull reports.
The US Southern Command said the first operation targeted a convoy of 3 boats in unspecified waters and killed what it called 3 narco-terrorists aboard one vessel. It said a second set of strikes on New Year's Eve killed 5 people. The military posted videos of the vessels being hit, but provided no evidence that they were engaged in criminal activity. The Trump administration has carried out more than 30 strikes against suspected drug boats in the Pacific and the Caribbean since September, in a campaign that's killed nearly 120 people. Rights groups say the strikes appear to amount to extrajudicial killings.
Taiwan's President Lai Ching-te has vowed to defend its sovereignty after China carried out military exercises around the self-governing island, which Beijing claims as its own. In a televised New Year's Day address, Mr. Lai also promised to strengthen national defence. The city of Rio de Janeiro in Brazil is one of the latest to see in the new year. On Copacabana Beach, a massive music and fireworks party is underway. Organisers are hoping to beat their 2024 Guinness World Record for the biggest New Year's Eve celebration. Earlier in London, around 100,000 people gathered on the banks of the River Thames for a spectacular fireworks display. There was a similar-sized gathering in Edinburgh at the Hogmanay Street Party. And that's the latest BBC News.